and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:39. Christ warns people who think they're saved, the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Matthew 24:44. Modern ministers tell churchgoers that as long as they've made a decision for Christ, they don't need to worry. But that isn't what Christ says. He tells every churchgoer who thinks he's saved but has no biblical evidence of salvation, he'll cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24, verse 50 to 51. Anyone that has no biblical evidence of being saved should examine himself before it's too late. Final destruction is appointed to everyone who isn't a true servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to statistics, the typical evangelical church has just 20% faithful servants of Christ. The secret of the Billy Graham organization was half the people who got saved in crusades were church workers who thought they were already saved. Every true revival starts with churchgoers experiencing supernatural regeneration and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When they look back at their previous life, they wonder, how could I have thought I was saved? Then, because they are so excited, they tell everyone they know how wonderful it is to be alive in Christ. This is what happens in true revivals of churches. Don't be among the deluded ones who will hear Christ say, I never knew you. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7:21-24.